Time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
I'm cold, but thanks for asking.
It's very cold.
And it's not going to get much better either. We might get a little temporary, a very temporary reprieve here later in the week, but we're not going to see anything north of freezing for a while.
No.
And it's going to get pretty south of freezing here pretty soon, too. I'm seeing some days coming up where we might see highs that barely crack into the positive numbers. It's going to be a chilly, chilly time here in the next week or so. See if we can make it through that. Kendall Warren is in with us this morning as we get started today. He'd like to tell us about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got a couple of used smooth top electric range, one coil top. Use a drop-in electric range in real good condition. Near new gas 30-inch range. Got a match washer dryer set. Use front load washer near new. Use gas and electric clothes dryer. Still have that power vent gas water heater on natural gas. It's a 40-gallon. Works great. Got lots of new ranges, gas and electric, Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, Frigidaire, and LG. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Gas and electric water heaters made in the United States. We deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and of course service it later if it needs it. Got freezers, chest and upright, Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire, sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, and most of those are in stock. Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Well, it is the new year. We rang it in yesterday. I don't know why everybody jumps up and down at midnight on New Year's Eve. It's just the start of another month. We do that 12 times a year. What's the big deal, huh?
We get to write a new number down.
Yeah, we get to scribble out numbers on our checks is what we get to do for a while. We figure it all out. A lot of folks take advantage of the new year to try to make a new you. You make resolutions?
Yeah, occasionally. I don't really make hard and fast ones, but things you kind of keep in your mind, I guess.
You know, with the prevalence today of so many, especially young people, feeling that they need to live their lives online and tell us about everything they do on Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't know why people think I need to know when they hit the restroom and stuff, but some people just write their whole lives down on Facebook like I need to know everything. So you can kind of see what folks are up to now and again. But, you know, there are some popular New Year's resolutions out there, the common ones, you know, the traditional New Year's resolutions people make, things like losing weight or getting fit in general, volunteering maybe more in the new year. Quit smoking is always a big one for some folks. Get a better education, finally going to go back to school, earn that degree. Maybe get a better job. Saving money is always a big one. Eating healthy foods, of course, a lot of that stuff with losing weight, getting fit, eating healthy, all those kinds of things kind of lump together. But stress management, how you manage the things in your life that drive you crazy, sometimes those are the things that folks want to deal with in New Year's resolution. Sometimes we want to better manage our debt loads. Lord knows we all have those. We don't live like our grandparents, do we? Remember the good old days when people wanted something, they'd save for it? I think save is a dirty word anymore. Nobody seems to want to do that. It's just too easy to whip out the plastic and go. Taking a trip might be a new popular resolution. That might be one for you. Doing some things that around the house, like reducing your waste, you know, reusing, recycling, those kinds of things. And then alcohol is always one that tends to be right up there with quitting smoking, drinking less, or quitting any alcohol intake seems to be a thing, too. Well, you know, we said up front that so many people like to live their lives online these days and tell us all about every single thing that they do. Well, you know, if you're going to do resolutions, wouldn't you just know it in today's electronic world that with a lot of these resolutions, there are apps for that?
All right.
I bet you didn't know that, did you? You can get an app for just about anything. You know, so many people are walking around with tablets and smartphones and things like that. I know Kendall keeps his right close to him all the time. I've never seen one with you.
Probably never will.
I kind of figured that, too. There are days, Kendall, that I'd like to see how far I can throw that thing or how big a crash I can make when it smashes into the wall. But anyway, yeah, I mean, with the, you know, we have that technology right in our hands nowadays. So, you know, there are a lot of things you can do. And so if it helps you, hey, take advantage of it, yeah. I guess. You know, for some of those more popular resolutions, Time Magazine put together a list of some different apps that are out there that can help you with New Year's resolutions, and I was looking through some of those, and you know, one of them, like Stop Smoking, you know, that's always one of the bigger New Year's resolutions that folks who smoke will make, and there's an app called My Quit Coach. And they say that it might not seem like an app that can help quell your cigarette cravings, but they do say that My Quit Coach tries to use data to help people control the habit. And what that does is the app allows the users to put in how often they smoke and when they have those cravings. And that way they can set short and long-term goals for reducing their daily cigarette count. And they say that the app also has the ability to blast some updates out to Facebook and Twitter. That way, smokers receive support from their friends as well, so friends can keep tabs on what you're doing there. Now, if you're thinking about fitness, exercise, diet, all those kinds of things, or things that you'd like to do this year, and you just don't think you can do it on your own, but by golly, because this electronic world doesn't lead us to face-to-face conversations anymore, our conversations are all online, so we really don't have any friends anymore, well, you can get some help online. If you want to exercise more, there's an app called Map My Fitness. And so if you need motivation to get to the gym or whatever you need help with, it can help get you up off the couch. The app tracks 600 different types of fitness activities, which includes simple things like running, or maybe more dramatic things like ballroom dancing, or maybe even just walking the dog. But they say the program also helps you map out some effective jogging routes, and it offers a strong social component so your friends can motivate you to exercise from within the app. The company behind the app was recently bought by Under Armour for $150 million. So I guess that means you can expect more from it in the future because they've got a lot invested in it. There's another one called MyFitnessPal. If you're thinking about like dieting, many people make resolutions to go on diets, and I think that's probably the biggest resolution that's crashed and crushed every year. But, you know, lack of willpower, accountability, all those kind of things. So the app MyFitnessPal gives you no more excuses now because it has an exhaustive database of the calorie counts of over 300 million foods. I didn't know there were 300 million foods until just now. Well, that way you know exactly what you're putting into your body and at each meal. The speed and simplicity of the app has helped it net 40 million users. And they say that it's yielded real results for people. One man who used the app said it helped him lose lost 83 pounds in less than a year. But again, who motivates you to stay motivated to use the app? You know, there are a lot of people that try all kinds of different weight loss plans and things, and it's just about how you stick with it. And are you honest? That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to say, oh, well, you know, what did I have for dinner? Okay, I had about this much. Mm-hmm. You know, it's you got to be honest with yourself, too, because who are you cheating? Yeah, we know how that goes. Also, if you're thinking about maybe running a marathon, well, there's the Nike Plus running app. It's got a coach in it to help you prepare for long races. The coach offers specific training regimens for 5K, 10Ks, half marathons, and marathons. It can track your times and distances, create customized programs tailored to your abilities. You know, it's kind of a fitness app, too. So if you're thinking about taking up jogging as part of your fitness plan, you don't actually have to go out and run a marathon. But, you know, it's something that can help you with that type of a thing as well. Also, if you're looking to save some money, they suggest maybe a Daily Cost as an app that might help you with that. If you're trying to save up for a big purchase or maybe just improve your overall financial responsibility, it'll help you get a grip on your finances. Now, while popular money manager Mint is also great for monitoring incoming and outgoing money in your banking accounts, the app Daily Cost aims for the much simpler task of logging your daily expenses. Have you ever said that you're going to do that? Gosh, I wonder where all my money goes. How am I spending all that? So you decide that I'm going to keep track. I'm going to write down every penny I spend. I think doing that lasts less time than that diet you said you were going to try. Because it's amazing how many different ways those pennies fly around. Mm-hmm. It's hard to keep track of all that kind of stuff if you're trying to keep track of every last dime in your personal life. So this can help you do some of that stuff. Users input the costs, then categorize them in a variety of fields in as little as 3 seconds. Weekly and monthly spending charts are developed in that app, so it lets you evaluate where your cash went after the fact. So if you really truly want to start saving money, I guess that's one way to do it. Figure out where it's all going and then figure out a way to cut it down. And daily cost is one, I guess, that can do that. So there you go. And then they say there's one more that they also, well, there are a few more here, but the other one I wanted to throw at you, it's kind of a do-it-all app. It's called Lyft. And no matter what your resolution is for 2014, they say the app called Lyft will probably help you reach your goal. It's an incredibly simple app, and it simply tracks how often you complete tasks that you assign yourself. And then it rewards you with virtual check marks for being consistent. I mean, if it came with gold stars to put on your forehead, it would be even better, wouldn't it? Well, the task, it says, that can be anything. It can be like, maybe you want to drink more water. Maybe you want to pray more. You want to brush your teeth at night. You know, it doesn't matter what the goal is. The goal is to turn aspirations into hard-to-break habits. Users who pursue the same goals help to support each other through discussion groups as well. There you go. Motivated? Ready to go?
Ready to go.
All right. Keep that phone handy because you can just download an app. There's always an app for it, right? I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell you more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got Whirlpool, Amana, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire ranges, freestanding models on display. And, of course, we do have lots of refrigerators, 75 new units in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Have top training allowances on any clean, used working refrigerator, the place, W&S Appliance. Got lots of washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Top load and front load. Tub sizes up to 5 cubic foot. We also offer speed clean washers and dryers. They're made in the United States. They offer a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and dryer. In addition to that, they have 5 years on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. Lots of dishwashers, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, built-in and convertible portable. Do have some closeouts on some select bottles, and of course, we do install them and, of course, take care of that service later. Stop and see us at W&S. Pots on, the peanuts are out. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Well, it starts to make you wonder, how did Grandma and Grandpa ever get along without all those apps, huh? They actually made friends. That's what they did. Yeah, they got by just fine. Hey, you go out making a great day, and God bless America.